All You Can Eat ist eine Sendung für alle, die ein wenig Punk in ihrem Leben brauchen, aber gerne auch noch etwas anderes atmen.
Ein unheimlicher Spaziergang durch einen dunklen Wald. Das ist die Musik von Trepsi Blatt für mich. Und unheimlich ist auch die Aussprache des Bandnamens von mir gerade gewesen, weil meine ukrainische Aussprache, die ist wirklich unfassbar schlecht. Jan und Natalia, die hinter diesem Bandprojekt stecken, die haben mir aber verraten, dass ich auch einfach Chips and Blood zur Band sagen kann. Das ist dann quasi der Spitzname der Band. Die zwei waren kürzlich bei mir in der Radiosendung zu Gast. All Can Eat heißt diese Radiosendung, also genauso wie der Podcast. Mein Name ist Paula und ich bin 50% von All Can Eat. Die anderen 50% sind Lele. Ist Lele. Plural, Singular. Naja. Wir wirbeln hier alles heute durcheinander. Ihr könnt die Sendung alle zwei Wochen mittwochs um 18 Uhr bei Alex Berlin hören, zum Beispiel im Berliner DAB Plus Netz oder auf www.alex-berlin.de. Und wenn wir uns Gäste in die Radiosendung einladen, dann schneiden wir hinterher die Interviewteile heraus und packen sie hier in diesen Podcast hinein. So geschehen auch mit dem Interview mit Jan und Natalia. Die waren an einem sehr, 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 sehr heißen Junitag bei mir im Radiostudio. Und wir haben über ihre Musik gesprochen. Sie haben nämlich ein Album zusammen gemacht, darüber, wie sie sich überhaupt zusammengefunden haben zu diesem Projekt. Und auch über so ein paar Mythen, die sie cool finden und die sie auch inspirieren für dieses Projekt oder inspiriert haben. Ihr findet alle Infos zur Band, also zum Beispiel den Link zu Bandcamp oder zu ihrem Instagram in den Shownotes. Folgt denen unbedingt rein, das kann ich euch sehr empfehlen. Dort könnt ihr dann auch die Musik von der Band hören, weil die könnt ihr jetzt in den nächsten 20 Minuten nicht hören. Ich habe halt nur das Gespräch mitgebracht. Und das fände ich ziemlich cool, wenn ihr jetzt zuerst das Interview hört und danach dann die Musik von Chips and Blood. Das lohnt sich, auch wenn ihr vielleicht gerade einen kleinen Spaziergang in der Sonne macht. Jetzt dreht sich hier die Musik um eine neue Band, die hier bei uns im Studio ist, nämlich mit Jan und Natalia. I'm very happy that you are here. I really love your new music. I have a problem. I can't pronounce your band name correctly. So we try it together. It's, I try to read it. Vichepsi Blood?
Chipipsi.
Yeah, okay.
Chipipsi Blood.
Yeah.
But you can go Chips and Blood.
Chips and Blood. Okay, maybe we do this here for the show. Yeah, it's an Ukraine name.
It's Ukrainian name. It's a dialect phrase that people would say if for like describing getting lost. Mm-hmm. And it's also... Blood is also the name of mythical creature that lives in Ukrainian forests and lures people, especially when they're drunk, to their death.
Yeah, the mysteries, they are an important element of the project, I think so. So you said in the text, which is describing the band and what are you doing, there stands that you get your inspiration from these old tales and mysteries in Ukraine. Are there some special ones you said, okay, this was maybe the first one, we talked about it and we thought about how we can do something with music about it?
I wouldn't say so. Mm-hmm. The project itself is started out of the blue and we planned only... like a couple of tracks to do together, but in the end we decided to record the whole album. And the ideas and the concept, it was not planned, it was gathered on the fly.
Yeah, it just happened, kind of.
Okay, and now you're stuck with it, but I think you're very happy because, Jan, when I met you at your last Dino Dino Paris und der Chor der Finsternis concert, then you talked to me at the merch stand and you said, yeah, but I'm now totally interested in these other projects and I just want to do just this music, which is screaming on stage and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Everything is so dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
true.
Took your answer before, but what do you really like specific on this project?
Everything. No, I mean, it's, I mean, I've always been like, since I was like super young, I've always been into metal and especially black metal. I think I started my first black metal band when I was like 13. And that was like the first time I spilled blood on my head, like fake blood. And I don't know, I've always been into this kind of music, and but I never really had a band like that. And I think Chips and Blood is like a combination of all the dark music genres I like. It's like maybe like a little dark wave and dark electronics mixed with like black metal. So, yeah.
There are very, very small sounds in the end of the song. So now I have the band here. I can call them Chips and Blood. Thanks to it. I have them here in the studio and I'm very happy about it because we can talk about the song. We are listening. It was a tie from your first album together you did. And what is the song about? What are you singing in the song? And what are the sounds maybe meaning? What for instruments did you use in the sound, in the song?
It's basically a sample I used from an older project of mine. I've been here with this project too, I think, Wälder. Mm-hmm. We played like Radio Alex session, I think like 16 years ago.
Okay,
or 15
wow.
years ago. And I think we also played this song where I got that from. Yeah. And it's a sample of like an glass organ.
Okay.
That what you hear in the beginning, that...
Yeah.
It's a glass organ. And then at one time we played that song live. Somebody came to me after the show and was like, oh, the melody sounds like a drunken penguin. Always like, you know, on the ice. And he's trying to walk straight. But it's like, bam, 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 bam.
Someone said the same to me about the, but it was about drunken Bambi.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
Who said it?
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't remember either.
Like drunk Bambi on ice?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I didn't even think that it's like so cute, the melody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it had something light on it. But I think it's interesting what sounds are doing in people's head, pictures
true.
Are. In this, I'm also very visual person when I listen to music, and sometimes I have ideas about music videos or so, and then there is a story in my head, or just a feeling. How is it with the visual thing on this project? I mean, I saw your Instagram and the cover and the photos of the band, and it's very dark. Black, red is an important color, and there are signs which are reminded me of the what's the English word for stickerei, needlework, the Ukraine needlework, which is very other to the German needlework. Is it inspired by that?
Yes.
Yes, you have. Okay, it's a close question. Never ask a close question where people can just say yes or no. Can you talk about this needlework or about this inspiration yet?
Sure. Yeah, I had this idea lying around about like doing embroidery but blindfolded, so the embroidery gets messy. And this idea I had lying around for years, and I didn't have anywhere to put it. But then Vchipivsi Blood started to organize itself. So and this idea perfectly did fit into the concept that we're gathering on the fly.
It was really like that. We had like a very limited amount of time to shoot like video material. And I think we just had like one day and one editing day. So we thought of something that would be possible to shoot in like a few hours and still has like a visual, I don't know, like a visual story or something mm-hmm. like to it. And also something we can add on in the future. So, yeah.
And like both of us are, I guess I'm going to be right and correct if I say that both of us into folk and horror kind of aesthetics. So we kind of choose that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I really like it.
It was really easy, actually. Yeah. We were like, oh, let's do some witchy stuff. And then I came up with stuff. It was just like, just throwing it in the...
But it's not the whimsical witchy stuff. I mean, the witches are everywhere at the moment in the pop culture and also in the feminist culture. So because of reasons. But it's more like a dark, witch aesthetic. Or on the cover of the album, I think I see a devil and a person who is holding the devil and has a big, I would say in German, Reisig, Bündel.
Broom.
Like a broomstick, but it's also very dark and you don't know really who is the bad one on this one. You can decide, or maybe they are both good ones, but the devil's always the bad one. I don't know. Maybe you're arguing with me. That's okay. Ashes from Wyszewski Blood. Maybe. Yeah, okay.
Almost.
And we talked about when the song was playing about which creature is Wyszewski. And Wyszewski ist, habe ich noch ein K reingeschummelt. Just more letters into the words. And Jan, you talked about there's also a German maybe creature which you can prepare, vergleichen.
Yeah. It's called... It's kind of like an entity that lures wanderers into in the mountains into the Schlucht.
Yeah.
So they fall down, and it's called Aufhocker.
Yeah.
And they're depicted as like animals hanging on the wanderer's back or front. It's mostly cows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's so interesting also in Germany when you're thinking there are no... You think just at the tales from Die Brüder Grimm or so about it, but there are so many specific local stories about creatures or who's something doing here in this village or on this mountain. I mean, alone in Thüringen, there are so many different tales. It's a land where they are talking a lot of tales and dark tales and mysteries, and they're often very short. I think this is cool on the stories. They are short and you can tell them. But they are not so popular. But maybe you're helping getting the mysteries getting more popular in the future. And then you talked about who is who on the band. And is it like when you're doing a music project, a band project, that you are going into maybe like a role that you're thinking, no, I'm not Jan. I'm someone else, or now I can go into this side of me. And in this project, which side can we see here from you, Jan? Now we're going deep.
The shows we already played yet, I think it was more like to test the material in front of people. It was not like we really took time to rehearse and come up with like a like great concept or something. It was just like, let's find a way to play it live and see if it works. And I think to develop something like this, we will come up with that in autumn and play shows from them. I mean, it's a good question. I don't know yet.
Yeah, maybe it takes time growing into something. Also,
yeah,
and looking, I mean, and it's interesting when you're saying we talked about this, how people are thinking about songs and seeing something in it, and then they're listening to a song and saying, oh, it's a funny song, it's a funny melody. So yeah. And it's the opposite of you, oh no, we are doing dark music now. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but I mean, das muss ich fast auf Deutsch beantworten. Also ich finde das immer wahnsinnig schwer, so das zu sagen, was man selber so empfindet, ist ja immer das Gegenteil irgendwie, kommt mir vor von den anderen. Und ich habe eh irgendwie so einen komischen Geschmack. Oder when I think of something as like super dark, then most people will be like, oh, this is funny music.
Yeah.
And for me it's like really dark and yeah.
Okay, interesting. But the main thing is that everyone likes music and find his music or his way of creating something, I think, in the end. And it's interesting what different people see in different music and sounds. So when you've said before that you started the project and you a little bit stumbled into each other and started doing music, was there a point when you saw when you thought, okay, this could be a real thing? We are now doing more like one song, and let's think about a concept and bringing it together.
I think everything about this project was a coincidence, because actually, like, we met because Jan came to the show of my other project and I came to Jan's show, and I did film his show and posted a little story, and he was like, hey, I saw your show the other week. And this is how we met. And then we went to some noise concert somewhere at Lichtenberg, and there were like 10 people around there. And then we spoke a little bit and decided to do just a couple of tracks. And then a couple of tracks became the album, and some more tracks coming for next one.
Yeah, and now in the autumn, the live shows, the concert. I'm looking forward to it. So yeah, let's listen to a next song from the album, and you can also decide which song we have. We have 5 more left when I counted right. Maybe the 7th song, Borsum Kanya. Wow. I mean, it's interesting when you read a word in another language and then you're doing it totally wrong. You can. I was last week in Italy and now everything is stumbled in my head. How do I pronounce it correctly?
Borsum Kanya.
Okay. Yeah, you talked about the ending when the song was playing. And are you happy with the ending now, Natalia?
Yeah. It's okay.
But I think it's an interesting ending, because it's like someone is taking a breath and you're thinking, okay, it's not something. No, okay, it's over. I mean,
it's a little bit disappointing.
Yeah, but maybe this is good, because it's a little bit irritating.
Yeah, that's also true.
Yeah. Okay. Jan, he stands to his decision to end the song like this and gave it to mastering. And I mean, I think this is always the hardest process in creating, to say, okay, now I'm done with it, or now I can give it the project to, the flyer is now ready, we can give it to print or something, and then it's coming back and you're thinking, yeah, maybe I could took the letters a little bit bigger, but now it's printed. But the good thing on music, especially when you're playing it live, after this, you can also changing the songs. And are the songs now changing after you recorded it, and now when you're talking about it, or is saying, no, it's like this now?
I mean, we haven't played that much live, so we did not really try to play it different, because we never like took long rehearsals to actually try something out. But we have like the live set we did was like there were like no breaks in between the songs, so it was kind of a different approach than the record, because there are like breaks in between songs. And it's one song after another.
Yeah.
And live, it's like mixed into each other. So, yeah, it's different than on the record.
Yeah. So and you're not talking a lot much on stage then?
No, not at all.
We're not talking on stage at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or like, hi and thank you.
Yeah.
And that's it.
But I always prefer sets like this, actually.
Okay.
It depends on the vibe. Like, there are bands where talking on stage is really cool, and like it,
like Chat Pile,
like Chat Pile, or like Agriculture. It really helps to get musician and musicians and the audience like closer together. But not all the music the same works the same.
Vielen, vielen Dank an Natalia und Jan, dass ihr zu Gast wart. Im Herbst sind so ein paar Konzerte geplant. Mal gucken. Also haltet die Augen und Ohren offen und folgt Chips im Blatt auf allen möglichen Kanälen. Dort werden sie es bekannt geben. Lene und ich, wir würden uns sehr freuen, wenn ihr den Podcast hier supportet, zum Beispiel mit einem Abo oder einer positiven Bewertung. Das geht zum Beispiel bei Apple Podcasts oder bei Spotify. Ansonsten findet ihr alle Links zur Band und auch zu uns, All You Can Eat, in den Shownotes.